Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. The great outdoors is vast and wild, and sometimes we decide to go out there and brave nature, seeking to tame it. But sometimes nature has other plans, especially when we set ourselves in her grasp upon the water. Today's storyteller, Deanna, hails from Utah, and has an exciting story of a wild trip down the Colorado River. Here's Deanna with her story.
My name is Deanna. I live in Utah, grew up in Utah, and this is a story from my personal experience. It gets told frequently in the family, usually on a river trip weekend. We go on annual river trips. It especially gets told when we have new friends visiting, because it's a dramatic story and it's a lot of fun to freak everybody out just a little bit. We call this the Westwater River story. Many years ago, we did a family adventure to Westwater Canyon. That's a canyon on, I believe, the Colorado River. And this story takes place in my childhood. So I was 12 years old. All the stories from my childhood happened when I was 12 years old. So I'm pretty confident with that. So this particular trip, we had decided to do Westwater Canyon. And I've only ever done this canyon twice in my life. This was the first time for all of us in attendance. It was a year when there had been an unusually large amount of water, a lot of rainfall. And so it was the record high levels for the river. As we prepared to put in for this particular run, two things you probably need to know. First of all, we were going to run this as a two-day adventure. It can be done in one, but we decided to do it in two. So we were going to camp over and the night before, or in the middle. And as we went to put in, there was a ranger. The ranger was talking to my dad and my uncle, who were the two main oarsmen. And the ranger was checking to make sure we had life jackets and that we were prepared for this particular adventure. What I heard them say, what I heard the ranger say, is he asked the question of whether or not there was a strap that went underneath the boats. And then he proceeded to explain that when we tip over, we're going to need that strap to tip the rafts back over. My 12-year-old mind caught a hold of the word when. It wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. And so I was a little alarmed heading into this adventure. But we made it. We got in the boats. We did our first day's river run, and it was unimpressive. There was nothing major. We didn't tip over. It was just fine. We pulled over. We set up camp. We cooked dinner. Explored a little bit in that particular spot, and we listened all night long to the rapid that was just right straight out from our camp spot. And my dad explained that was the first big rapid. So again, I'm a little nervous because that's the first big one. We'll see. Here on our adventure, we have two boats. My family had a 6-man raft. We call it Little Red. Little Red is just right for our family and maybe a little bit of gear, not much. Uncle Scott had a much bigger raft. His is like a 10-man raft, and it was gray, and it carried most of our camping equipment. Uncle Scott headed out first. After we were all packed up the next morning, he heads out into that rapid first. And I watch, horrified, as his boat disappears completely between waves. And I realize, oh, we're in trouble. This is like nothing I've ever seen before in my life. In fact, it was a different experience going into it, because my dad, usually we just kind of, woohoo, this is great. We have a good time and we're just along for the ride, bail a little water in between rapids. No big deal. But this time there were special instructions. because my dad's seeing those big waves and he's like, okay, so in order to get over those waves, as we come up to the top towards the top of the wave, you're going to need to punch the boat over. You're going to need to like thrust yourself forward and make it happen. So we head into this in our boat. There's my dad, who is the experienced oarsman on board. There's me, 12-year-old me. I can row. I'm not great at it, but at least I can row straight. I've also got my mom on board. She cannot row straight. She always goes in circles or ends up in an eddy going upstream somehow. So she is not a great oarsman, and she knows it. And then you've got my best friend, Melissa, also 12 years old. Always fun to bring a friend with you on an adventure. So Melissa and I are in the front of the boat. We're trying to punch that boat over these big waves. And we go, and it was a fantastic ride. It was so much fun. And we survived the first Great Rapid. And we survived the next one and the next one. And we go through several of these. And it was amazing. And we weren't tipping over. We were surviving and we were great adventurers and it was fantastic. And then we get to one particular rapid and we're probably towards the end of this rapid and the boat is going up one of these big waves and we're trying to punch it over and it starts sliding just a little bit sideways. Now we do not want to go through this big wave sideways because then we will tip over and that ranger will be correct and we will need that strap. So my dad, in a heroic effort, digs the oar into the water to straighten us out, and it works. It works. We get straightened out and we make it over. And then I start hearing this like yelling. My mom is yelling at me and telling me to get to the oars. And I am so confused. Why would I need to do that? And as I turn around, I realize my dad is no longer in the boat at all. Mom is convinced he's on the bottom of this river. She's planning his funeral, but she's also trying to keep us all from dying. So she is yelling at me, the next most experienced oarsman, to get to the oars. And I really, frankly, did not want the responsibility. I did eventually go to the oars, thankfully. This rapid was pretty much over. So it was okay. Dad popped up. He didn't die. He's okay. Uncle Scott sees that there's something going on and he goes over to rescue Dad. Unfortunately, as Uncle Scott went to rescue him, he leans over to pull my dad out of the water and loses his balance and goes in while gasping a full breath of river water. He actually ended up being like in worse shape than my dad was, just from like inhaling the water as he went into the water. And anyway, we all survived. Dad gets pulled out of the water. It actually ended up being the last of the big rapids, which was great. And the only injury we really had was Uncle Scott and his breathing. And my best friend Melissa had a huge egg on her head, a huge bump. Apparently, when Dad was catapulted out of the boat, the other end of that oar bounced back and hit her in the head. We didn't realize that till quite a few minutes later, but that was our great adventure on Westwater Canyon.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Deanna, for sharing her story. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts, for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.